Unit 18, Lesson 1. Part A. Listen and check your answers.
Our predictions for next year are that unemployment will fall and wages will increase. If you want to buy a house, do it now, as housing costs will rise next year. The good news is that petrol prices will decrease next year, but food prices will go up.
Lesson 1. Part C. Listen to Bob Green, an economics expert, talking about his forecast for the economy for next year. Do the economic indicators go up or down? Mark the table in your book.
Today we have Bob Green, an economics expert, in the studio with us. Bob, could you tell us something about the economic forecasts for next year? For example, what will happen to inflation?
Well, I predict that inflation will rise slightly by about 4%. Wages have gone up this year, and this usually means prices rise too.
Okay, and what about interest rates?
As you know, when inflation goes up, interest rates usually go up too, to try to control it. So, yes, I'm afraid that if you want to buy a house or a car, it'll cost you more next year.
That's too bad. No new car for me next year. Now, what about production?
Well, this is all part of the cycle. Wages go up, inflation goes up, interest rates go up, so production usually falls. And, of course, with rising inflation, we won't buy as much ourselves either. We predict that production will fall next year by about 5% because our currency will be stronger. This means that fewer people abroad will buy our goods because they're too expensive. Exports will fall, so we will not need to produce as much.
Falling production, falling exports? That all sounds rather bad. What about imports then?
Well, we predict that these will rise by 7%. People might not have so much money to spend, but what they do buy will probably be electronic goods, and we will import more of these to meet demand.
Finally, what about investment?
We think that investment will increase next year. Companies have to put more money into computer systems and into making their factories more modern.
Mr. Green, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Lesson 2. Part C. Listen to these people talking about the future. Write their opinions in the table in your book. 1.
Do you think cash will become unnecessary in the next century?
Oh, I'm sure it will. People will use credit cards or other forms of plastic money, so no one will need cash as well.
2. I expect smart cards will replace all the cards we have at present.
Really? Why do you think that?
Well, all you'll need is one card. It'll have all the information stores need. 3.
I'm certain information will be the most important commodity of the future. If you don't believe me, just look how popular the internet has become in the past few years.
4. They predict that 95% of people will work in service industries. I don't think so many people will work in these industries.
Why not?
The number's too high. Someone has still got to build things. Roads, cars, aircraft, buildings, computers. You can't build them by computer. 5.
I expect many people will be electronic immigrants in a few years' time. I'd certainly like to work from home with a computer.
Really? Why do you think that?
Well, It'll be cheaper for the big companies to pay workers to stay at home.
But what'll happen if there's a power cut?
You'll have a day off.
Lesson 3. Part C. Listen to these three people talking about telecommuting. Make notes about their jobs and why they telecommute. 1.
I'm a computer consultant. I used to work for IBM, but now I have my own business. I'm based in Connecticut, but I telecommute with clients all over the States and in London and Paris, too. I spend about 100 nights a year on the road, but I manage to keep in touch. Hotels can be a bit of a problem. Some of them don't understand the kind of things I need. You know, a desk with good lighting, a phone jack, and somewhere to plug the equipment in. But it's much better than when I first started. In fact, most of them are really computer friendly now.
2.
I work for an investment company in New York City. When I had the baby last year, I worked full-time from home for 5 months. I then worked as a part-time telecommuter for another 6 months. It was great. I could work better at home because there were no distractions. No one coming in and wanting to chat. What I liked best was that I could work for several hours at a time. Then I could take a break and be with my child. I've now gone back to work full time, but I still like to use my home office for overtime work. I do some workups at night and I use it for brainstorming on the weekend.
3.
I work in the media relations department of a telecommunications company. I telecommute from home at least one day a week, sometimes more. The company puts through calls from the office, and I use a laptop computer to get information from their computer. I find that it's much easier to concentrate when working at home because it's quieter. It's also more convenient when I have overtime work. I don't have to get in the car on a weekend and drive 45 minutes to the office. I just go into the study, call up my reports, and do it. It's really very productive.